From the fallout as firms across the world are affected by the new taxes. The first new levy includes a 10% tax on British imports. That's lower than imposed on the EU. But Lucy Fisher, the Whitehall editor of the Financial Times, told us that's down to circumstances rather than diplomatic skills.
The fact that the UK got 10% rather than 20% like the EU is down to the fact that we have balanced trade with the US.
The government's defending its decision to increase employer national insurance contributions. Kemi Badenoch has said Labour MPs should put the UK national interests first after she backed Israel's decision to ban two from entering the country. Israel has accused Yuen Yang and Abtizam Mohammed of planning to spread hateful rhetoric. Police in Northern Ireland have arrested a man in connection with a large wildfire near the Mourne Mountains. Emergency services were called to Hilltown yesterday afternoon. The fire was eventually brought under control around 3 this morning. A 25-year-old man has been detained on suspicion of arson and driving offences. Celtic have suffered a shock 1-0 defeat at St Johnstone. That will make them wait a little longer to be crowned Premiership champions once again. From Global's newsroom, you're up to date.
This is Classic FM from Global.
A very good afternoon. Welcome to the show. Let's kick things off with a big country and a magic flute, shall we?
Stephen Mangan on Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
Thank you.
The Overture to the Magic Flute by, of course, Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart, the Manchester Camerata, and the conductor was Gabor Takacs-Nagy. And first of all, this day in my show, you heard Jerome Morose's The Big Country, Royal Philharmonic Orchestra, conducted by José Cerebrier. I'm Stephen Mangan on Classic FM every Sunday from 4 till 7. Lots of great music coming along in the show this afternoon. Settle in for a real beauty now, majestic and measured. It's Tchaikovsky's glorious first piano concerto.
Thank you.
Tchaikovsky's magnificent first piano concerto. We heard the first movement and Beatrice Rana on the piano with the National Academy of St. Cecilia Orchestra, conducted by Antonio Pappano. You're with Stephen Mangan. Thanks for joining me on Classic FM this afternoon. I hope you're having a good week. I've been filming a new series of Portrait Artist of the Year for Sky during the day and at the theatre in Unicorn in the evening, so I've come in here for a bit of a rest. Here's some Howard Goodall while I get 40 winks. Theo Armand-Jones, the soloist there, singing Howard Goodall's The Lord... Well, Howard, The Lord is My Shepherd, London Musici and the Choir of Christ College Cathedral. It is, of course, the theme tune to The Vicar of Dibley. I'm Stephen Mangan. You're listening to Classic FM. Thank you.
Stephen Mangan
on Classic FM.
Very jolly. Tico Tico, that was. Zequinia Dabro wrote that. Ludmila Peterkova playing the clarinet and Irina Kondratenko playing the piano. Before that, we heard Delibes' Sylvia, the new Philharmonia Orchestra conducted by Richard Bonning. Now, we are giving you a chance to win £100,000. That could buy you a luxury holiday of a lifetime, or it could transform your home or garden. For your chance to win, text the word PRIZE to 61812. That's PRIZE to 61812. Text costs £2.50 plus your standard network rate. You need to be 18 or over. Lines close at 11 p.m. on Sunday the 20th of April. If you text after that, you won't be entered but may still be charged. To see the full list of participating media channels plus the T's and C's, including online and free entry, go to the win page at classicfm.com. So for your chance to win £100,000, text the word PRIZE to 61812. Good luck.
Con la donetta
Di qualità. Tutti mi chiedono, tutti mi volano, donne ragazzi,
vedi quei ciulli,
quale parrucca, presto le barba, quale serpiglia, presto le lieto, tutti mi chiedono, quale parrucca, presto la barba, presto le lieto. Figaro, 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 sono qua,
Figaro,
sono qua, Figaro, qua, Figaro, là, Figaro, qua, Figaro, là, Figaro, su, Figaro, giù, Figaro, su, Figaro, giù, quando battissimo sono qua, muovere sulla metà, felicità, 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 felicità. Bravo Figaro, bravo, bravissimo, bravo Figaro, bravo, bravissimo, fortunatissimo, 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 per verità.
We heard Dmitri Horostovsky there singing Rossini's Largo al Factotum. He was accompanied by the Philharmonia Orchestra. This morning was the London Landmarks Half Marathon here in the capital, and it couldn't have been a more perfect day for running. Sunny, cool, gentle breeze. It was absolutely magic. I hobbled around, and I have to say I loved every second. Thousands and thousands of people wishing each other well, willing each other on. That doesn't happen all the time in London. The race has been on my mind for weeks, so I was very glad to get it done. And I want to know, what event have you got coming up that's on your mind? I'd love you to tell me something you're looking forward to, or perhaps something you're a little nervous about that's happening soon. Please tell me. Ways to get in touch: text 61812 or email via classicfm.com.
Thank you. Sunshine music all spring.
This is Classic FM.
Fifth movement of Handel's Concerto Grosso in G major, the Academy of Ancient Music Berlin, And before that, we heard Beethoven's Piano Sonata No. 8 in C minor, Stephen Osborne, the third and final movement. Now then, I asked you to tell me what you were doing that you were looking forward to. Georgie is getting married on Thursday. That's a big one, all right. And getting married at a lighthouse in London. Wishing you all the best, Georgie. Helen says she's interviewing Jacqueline Wilson at the East Grinstead Bookshop at the end of the month. Very excited and nervous in equal measure. Jacqueline Wilson, of course, a fantastic children's author who writes wonderful books for children about big and difficult themes and does so majestically. After five, it's my game changer of the week, a musician or piece of music that changed the course of classical music. This week, we meet the woman who was something of a visionary. She was a medieval abbess who practiced medicine and wrote a bit of music on the side. We'll learn about her fascinating life and her musical legacy here on Classic FM. After the news, with Tim Humphrey.
Classic FM.
When it comes to the beautiful game, Barclays is here for it all. From packed stadiums, top-of-your-lungs singing and last-minute winners.
To muddy grassroots pitches, half-time oranges and mum and dad stood on the sidelines. For 25 years, Barclays has invested millions into community sports. Because there is no football without grassroots football. Search Barclays Football to find out more.
Julie could part exchange her car. Or check out We Buy Any Car. She could be unsure if she got a good deal part exchanging. Or have cash in the bank with more bargaining power to get a bigger car for her five-a-side team. Totally played. Or total player. To get a quote in 30 seconds, enter your reg number now at webuyanycar.com.
Meet Sarah.
Hi there.
Sarah's pranked her car miles from home, and she's not sure if her insurance covers getting back. Thankfully, Sarah's got car insurance with Aviva. If you've had an accident and your car's not safe to drive, we'll get you safely home. You'll have your feet up in no time, Sarah.
Thank goodness.
Helping you put the pieces together to get you back on track. It takes Aviva. Get a quote today at aviva.co.uk. Armoured travel arrangements on comprehensive cover. Geographical restrictions apply.
Angela Rippon, what are you doing here?
I've come to tell you about using energy flexibly, Albert.
Flexibly?
Yes, smart meter owners could get rewarded for moving their energy use, like doing the laundry at off-peak times.
So I don't need to do the splits?
No, Albert. Nobody wants to see that.
Get rewarded for using energy flexibly, only with a smart meter. Search Get a Smart Meter today.
Eligibility and availability vary. Consumer action required. Reward schemes and tariffs available to selected customers from selected suppliers.
If you or missold a home on a holiday park, holidayparkadvicecentre.co.uk could help you receive compensation. Text ADVICE to 78900.
I've got the new Samsung Galaxy S25 and so many brownie points. You see, Now Brief with Galaxy AI learns my schedule to keep me ahead of my day. Weather, activity stats and diary updates like Janie's birthday.
Oh, you remembered.
Thanks, Now Brief. Buy the Galaxy S25 on O2 by 4th of June and claim a Galaxy Chromebook Go worth £299. Selected languages only. Account login and network connection required. Claim a Galaxy Chromebook Go in Titan Grey from Samsung within 30 days of purchase. Terms apply.
This Easter at Lidl, treat yourself to our Good Housekeeping Institute taste-approved deluxe triple chocolate or classic hot cross buns. And we've got prices to butter you up. Get a pack of four for just £1.09. Now that's big on quality and always Lidl on price.
GB only, subject to availability.
And off we go. When you're a small business owner like me, every day is an adventure. It can get pretty wild out there, but I'm used to fierce competition. So I feel in my natural habitat out here on safari.
With an American Express business card, spend securely and earn points on business transactions to put towards a dream holiday.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
The card is for business. The points are for pleasure. Search Amex Business Card. Terms and annual fees apply. 18 plus, subject to status.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom, I'm Tim Humphrey. Sir Keir Starmer is expected to outline more detail about support for British industry and the economy in the wake of Donald Trump's tariffs. The Prime Minister says he's ready to shelter businesses from the fallout as firms across the world grapple with how to deal with the new taxes. A series of interventions by the government are expected this week. Our political editor, Natasha Clark, says she agrees with Sir Keir Starmer's claim the world as we know it has gone.
Donald Trump has ripped up the world order in what he's done on tariffs in the last couple of days. And you've seen the effect on the global economy. You know, trillions of dollars being wiped off stock markets, businesses in turmoil, and governments reeling, trying to figure out what on earth they're going to do.
Marine Le Pen has claimed the existence of France is at stake after being banned from standing in the country's next presidential election. The far-right leader's been addressing her supporters in Paris for the first time since being convicted of embezzling EU funds to pay party staff. Kemi Badenoch has backed Israel's decision to ban two Labour MPs from entering the country, saying they should put the UK national interest first. Foreign Secretary David Lammy has branded the comments disgraceful. Southampton have been relegated from the Premier League following a 3-1 defeat at Tottenham Hotspur. Leaders Liverpool missed the chance to move closer to the title with a 3-2 defeat at Fulham. Celtic lost ground in Scotland, losing 2-1 at St Johnstone. From Global's newsroom, you're up to date.
This is Classic FM from Global.
We started the show off with some great movie music. Let's start the second hour in the same way. What a film this is.
Stephen Mangan
on Classic FM.